Syracuse Liederkranz courses is well known in the States, and the three of us were imported by this course to from the Canadian Opera Company to sing with them, to be their soloists. I don't know how it came about that they went to Toronto for their soloists with all the beautiful singers that there are in the States, but that's how it happened. This took place May 16th, 1963. I had been in Toronto for about 6 years, I guess. Now, here's April the 5th, 1989. Things sure have changed. We're going riding on the freeway, although with the wind on my back. We're riding on the freeway of love in my pink Cadillac. Woo! Freeway of love, freeway of love with the wind in my back. Oh, yeah. Just having a little fun. That's what I had to audition, to sing for my audition for the Atlantic Lotto, 1989. Actually, I think I used a little more chest at the time. Now we're going on to April 8th, 1990. I am taping a very old recording of a performance that was not done professionally, as far as the recording was done, of a recital that I did at Lake Louise Hotel in Alberta in 1960. So this is 30 years ago. Bear with me. I'm announcing it. Applause. Thank you. I think we're losing some overtones. O mio bambino caro is the second number. Love is kind.
And as God as I did see, beside the comfort died.
1956. I wonder if you recognize the baritone, Dear Cornelius. That was the first time I met him in the spring of 56 before I had moved to Toronto. We were on the Singing Stars of Tomorrow program.
Padre Neo Conrad Bisito is sung by Sheila Piercy of Halifax. And I told Sheila that it was your mother who first interested you in singing, is that right?
Well, partly, perhaps. She's a graduate of the Halifax Conservatory in voice. She taught me little songs when I was young, but I think it was singing in college musicals that really got me interested. I had the leads in 3 Gilbert and Sullivan shows at Dalhousie University.
Is your father musical by any chance?
He plays the bagpipes. I don't know if that's musical. He was one of the 100 pipers who played at the opening of Cape Breton Causeway.
Believe me, Sheila, bagpipes are musical. We've got a lot of Scotsmen who listen to this broadcast regularly, and they're musical, all right, too.
Oh, I like them.
So do I.
I guess I was about 21 years old, and oh my, I'm sitting back, and this is the first time I've heard this in, it must be over 30 years. I've never listened to this before. Mother's just found these recordings, and I'd forgotten that they even existed. So it's rather fun just to sit back, tape them, and listen to them critically. There are just so many things now. If I was the teacher listening to that student, what I would pick out today. Anyway, for 21, I think it was a chewing off a bit more than one could really tackle, singing that very difficult aria, Ritorno Vincitore from Aida, and it's something I don't think would have ever been in my repertoire, and really I should never have tackled it, but I didn't know anything about opera, and my teacher gave me the aria, and we did the best we could. It was a very nerve-wracking experience also, because this was the first time I'd ever been to Toronto. Mother and I flew up and we stayed in a hotel, and everything was so new and exciting in a way, but the nerves were just absolutely raw. I had just met Cornelius for the first time, and we were on this program together. We both sang an aria and an art song, and then the Wunderbar at the very end as a duet constituted the program, the Singing Stars of Tomorrow program. I think CIL then decided to cancel that program, so I never had another chance to go on that program. I did that aria also on a CBC Wednesday night recital with Doris Mayo accompanying, and it's really much better. There was much more control and solid singing, I think, in this one. I'll just start. I don't think there's enough on the tape to finish it. This was in either 55 or 56.
Conover Smiling Liberty by Handel. Sheila Piercy continues her recital with an aria from the opera Aida by Giuseppe Verdi. She sings Ritorna Vincitore.